Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Good God, man.
Israel family and listening audience, welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yara'al, of Beth Yahweh Congregation, of Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. As always, I'll suggest that you grab your study materials, your iPads, your notepads, your pens, your pencils, your highlighters, your Bible, your Bible dictionary, all those things that you would need for good study. And as always, I'll ask, hopefully you can hear me clearly. And if you can clear me, just send me a shout out or a thumbs up. Let me know that you can hear me. Thank you, dear. Thank you, dear. We start off with a brief prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to make it to this moment, to give you praise and give you honor in the name of thy Son, Yahushua. We thank you for the lessons and the blessings that you've given us throughout the course of the week. We thank you for the tender mercies and loving kindness that you've shown us. We thank you for the strength that you've given us to overcome the obstacles that we are faced with. We thank you for the encouragement given us to help us to be patient and to understand that all things are according to your will and according to your ways. And it's through our patience that we begin to understand and have hope and the love that you show for us. We thank you, Father, for our friends and family. We thank you for their loving kindness. And we thank you for the lessons that you have allowed us to interact with other people by showing them the light of thy Son that dwells within us. We thank you, Father, once again for bringing us to this moment to give you praise and give you honor as we watch and see the approach of the new coming Sabbath for the new coming day. And we thank you, Father, for introducing us and allowing us to hear your Son, Yahushua, as he speaks to us on a day-to-day basis. May we continue to hear his voice and do your will. In Yahushua's holy and precious name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and took pleasure in us with love and favor, gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctified the Sabbath. Amen. Shabbat shalom there. Oh, Shabbat is coming. Shabbat is coming. Shabbat is coming. Well, welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? And I'm your host, Shabbat. And this particular lesson, we're going to be talking about a thought the Father put on my heart. And it caused me to look at my life. And as I look at my life, he led me through his scriptures. And I'm going to share some things with you all throughout the course of the night. And hopefully these things that he allowed me to share with you, you can take just a tidbit of what's being said and just take a glimpse of your life as you walk with Yahushua, as you walk with Abba, as you walk through his word in your day-to-day life and the time in which he is giving you to be on this earth and see how you be in his word and how you be with him. See, because as we walk our day-to-day life, we have to reflect and constantly reflect on whether or not we be in his word, whether or not we are being a good servant to his Son, Yahushua. Are we showing Yahushua the love that he showed us? Are we listening to him as he told us what we must do in order to meet with his Father? Are we following after the examples that he has shown throughout the course of his word? Are we doing these things? And in the process, are we maintaining a level of balance? See, and that's what this lesson is all about. Well, that's the thought that you put on my mind, balance. So the title of this particular lesson is, "Through a Balanced Life of Experiences Makes One Wise." And you know, when we look at our experiences, I mean, we have good experiences, we have bad experiences. And between the two of those experiences, we become balanced. You know, because if we look at life and we read the scriptures, Let's go back to the garden. He said, the tree of life and the tree of good and evil. The tree of life, the tree of good and evil. But when we look at that tree of good and evil, there's two elements in that particular tree. And see, and because Adam took of that tree, now humanity must understand both good and evil. But the two of them create a level of balance. Because if you have too much good, then you can't appreciate the good that you have. If you have too much evil, then you can't appreciate any good that is being shared with you. So what do we do? He allows us to live, have a good life, and have some bad experiences. And live a bad life and have some good experiences. See, so when you look at those things, they're giving you an option on where you want to live. Do you want to continue to live a bad life? Or do you want to take advantage of the goodness that has been shown to you? Do you want to live this good life and really not really understand the goodness that you have and treat people bad? No, that's not how he wants you to be. He wants you to be balanced, as we say, left and right, up and down. These are opposites of each other. But when we as individuals live according to the ways of the Most High, he allows us to experience good and evil so that we as individuals, as humans, can make a conscious decision on which way we wish to live. Do we want to live with him and the goodness that he has to provide for us? Or do we want to live with the opponent and the foolishness which leads us constantly away from the Father, which constantly leads us away from Yahushua? Because Yahushua is constantly helping us or wants to help us by giving us the goodness of his Father. So we're going to look at a couple of definitions throughout the course of this day or this lesson. And then, after we go through these definitions, we're going to go through the Word. And the way the Father took me through the Word is really interesting. So we're going to start off with, you know, like I said, the lesson was about balance. So I looked up the word balance in in the etymology dictionary online. You know, it says, be equal with, from balance, which is a noun, because the definition I'm reading is actually a verb. So it says, the meaning serves as a counterpoise to, is from, that of, bring or keep in equilibrium. That of, keep one in equilibrium. So because it's talking about balance and it uses the word equilibrium, so I looked the word equilibrium up, and it says, equilibrium, intellectual or emotional balance, a state of adjustment between opposing or divergent influences or elements. Then it also has a definition. It has poise. So I looked the term up, poise, and I looked that up in the etymology dictionary, and it says, original sense are obsolete, a figurative sense in reference to the abstract things of steadiness. Then it says balance, equilibrium, a state of being equally weighted on either side, the meaning way in which the body is carried from. So when we look at this definition as far as being balanced, and letting us know that what we have to do, we have to think about what we want. We have to weigh which is better for us? One of the things that come to mind is the scripture says, count the cost. What are we doing? We're intellectually thinking about what we're going to do, paying attention to our emotions in regards to the situation that we may be in so that we can make a solid decision on what we're going to do. Because if we lean too far to the right, then the scale's going to tip up. If we lean too far to the left, then it's going to tip up on the right side. So what we want to do is maintain a level of balance. And see, the Father wants us to maintain a level of balance in our life. That way we can learn from our experiences so that when these experiences come rise up again, then we understand what's, if we go to the left, this is going to happen. If we go to the right, this is going to happen. So these are the initial definitions for the words balance. And balance leads to equilibrium, to poise. Ultimately, we have to think and pay attention to our emotions when we make decisions as we walk with the Most High. See, we don't do things haphazardly where you have some people to try to make you believe that the things you do for the Most High is haphazardly. No, He wants you to truly understand why you do the things you do, which you do these things. So that if anyone questions you, just like when He says in His Word, if anyone asks a question, give an answer. Why are you giving an answer? Because you understand why you're doing what you're doing. You know why you're doing it. You understand why you're doing what you're doing. You're on an even keel. So we're going to start in the scripture. First scripture we're going to start with tonight, you know, is Genesis chapter 2, verse 6 and 17. And, you know, this is just the beginning, you know, because you can't do, you know, in my opinion, what I'm coming to understand, you can't really do any studies without really going to the beginning, you know, because the beginning is the foundation of humanity, of why we're going through the things that we're going through. But we can rise above these things. We can rise above them. But we have to take this, hit the time and study His Word. At the same time, reflect on ourselves. And if we reflect on ourselves, then what we become? We become a better servant. We become a better friend to, first of all, to the Most High, but ultimately to one another. We're going to start, like I said, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 and verse 17. And it reads, Yahweh Elohim commanded the man, saying, you may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but you shall not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For in the day that you eat of it, you will surely die. So when we look at giving us an option, giving us an option. But He clearly tells us, do not eat of it. So He's actually commanding us not to eat of the tree of good and evil. However, we know when we go through the narrative, humanity or Adam, who represents humanity at that time, ate of that tree. So now humanity has to understand good and evil. See, that creates that balance. Good on the left side, you got evil on the right side. So they have to understand good and evil. So from here, we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 and 20. And it reads, and this is Moses talking. See, for many years, you know, when I was you know, looking at this scripture, I was looking at it from the perspective of that Yahweh Elohim was talking. But then I, you know, when I read it this, you know, when I read it for this lesson, this is Moses that's actually talking to the people. And see, when we pay attention to what Moses represents when he's talking, he's actually representing Elohim on earth. See, the Father has sent the messenger down. And that messenger passes that information on to another messenger. See, now Moses is a messenger, but Moses Elohim on earth. And as we know, Moses was a teacher. He was a leader. And so when we look at our leaders in our flocks and in our congregations, they are also in the stead of Yahweh Elohim. They are also a messenger sent down by Abba. So when we listen to this, be mindful of those leaders or the leader that is leading the flock and what he is saying to you. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 and 20. And he reads, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessings and the curses, Therefore, choose life that you may live, you and your descendants, to love Yahweh, your Elohim, to obey his voice, and to cling to him. For he is your life, and that the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which Yahweh swore to your father, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. See, so what is that saying? This is saying that this entity, this being that the Father has created, has authority to share things with you, tell you what needs to be done. Let me read this again. See, because, like I said, this is Moses talking. He said, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today. See, that's the witness about what he is about to say to you. See, because these are the elements that's going to testify against you when you don't do what's being told to you. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessings and the curses. Choose life. What is he telling us? Choose life that you may live, you and your descendants. So when we choose death, we're choosing death for our descendants also. So we have to be mindful of the decisions that we make, the emotional decisions that we make, the intellectual decisions that we make for ourselves, because the decisions that we make for ourselves also affect those that are in our family, those that are going to descend from us. Verse 20, to love Yahweh, your Elohim, to obey his voice, and to cling to him, for he is your life. You hear that? Yahweh is our life. Yahweh Elohim. And we have come to learn that Yahweh Elohim is Yahushua. So Yahushua is your life and the length of your days. So that you can, you know, the scriptures say that you may dwell in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers. What land did he ultimately swear to them? The kingdom. That's what he swore to them. But the physical manifestation was on this land mass. But we know Abraham was seeking for that kingdom that man did not create. That's what he was seeking. And see, and that's the kingdom in which Yahushua dwells in. Let us pay attention. Let us continue to be in the balance and keeping that righteousness in the proper balance, learning from our shortcomings so that we can be balanced and do good. Not overusing the good that he's given us to create an imbalance. Because sometimes we feel as though that we become too righteous, we become too good, which causes us to get big-headed and self-righteous. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 21, and it reads, "For the ways of a man are before Yahweh's eyes. He examines all his paths." Understanding, we as individuals, we're walking in the path of righteousness. Why? Because that's what he told us to do. This is what he told us to do. This is what has been passed down to us. Choose life. Life is righteousness and good. This is the path that he chose us to do. And that's what we're supposed to do, examine our lives, reflect on our lives, and make sure that we're on the right path. And if we're not on the right path, we're supposed to do what is proper to get on the right path. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 26. "Make the path of my feet level. All your ways be established." What ways are he talking about? The ways of righteousness, his laws, statutes, and judgment. This is what he told us. These are the instructions that he has given us so that we can live a righteous life, so that we can live a good life. Because he knows what we need. Deuteronomy chapter 25, and it says, and it reads, "You shall not have in your bag diverse weights, one heavy and one light." So in this particular scripture, I looked up the word weight because when I, you know, the Father led me to this scripture and then, you know, it was dealing with balance. So when he says, "Do not have diverse weights, one heavy and one light," I looked up the term weight, and that is, and it means stone. Definition, a stone to build diverse weight. From the root, bana, through the meaning to build. So when the Father led me to this scripture, then all of a sudden, building came to mind. Building his temple, being that righteous stone. That's where this, these scriptures are about to go, because when I was like, wow, you know, heavyweight, lightweight. And these are different types of stones, you know, when he was talking about weight. Because I guess when we look at the history of how did they weigh things back in those days, they weighed things based on stones. Mark chapter 4, verse 18. I repeat, Mark chapter 4, verse 18 and verse 19. And it reads, "Others are those who are sown among thorns. These are those who have heard the word, and the cares of this age, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things enter and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful." And the Father took me to this particular scripture because when we pay attention to that word, see, that word is supposed to assist us in staying on that righteous path. But sometimes we get the word that we have, we get
riches and we get things of the world, but then those things begin to overtake us and we begin to forget about the righteousness and the goodness of the word. And then it begins to choke us out. Then ultimately we become unfruitful. We become unfruitful with the goodness of the word that we have attained. Why? Because we have put in our bag heavyweight, and those heavyweights are the cares of the world. Whereas we're going to read in the scripture a little later where those lightweights are the cares of Yahushua. And those cares of Yahushua are light. But the burdens of the word or the weight of the world is heavy on us. And it demands a whole bunch out of us. And it weighs us down. And it keeps us unbalanced. And it's difficult sometimes to let those weights of the world go. Because the weights of the world sometimes give us the things that we desire in our flesh. It gives us the esteem that we need. It gives us the gratification that we want and how we want it. When in essence, we get the things that we need from the Father in the manner in which he wants to give them to us. And see, and that's another reason why this lesson came to me in regards to balance. Because I was sitting back and paying attention to my life, and I was looking at the different things that I have in my life, and I was like, I don't have this. I don't have that. I don't have this. I don't have that. But you got this. You got that. You got this. You got that. And what was happening was, as I was saying the things that I didn't have, the Father opened my eyes to the things that I did have, which counterbalanced the things that I didn't have. And ultimately making me realize that, hey, I am balanced. Because why? The Father is in my life. Yahushua is leading and guiding me. His word is on my tongue. His word is in my thoughts. And as long as you pay attention to the things that the Father is leading and guiding you with, then you will understand how balanced, truly balanced you really are. And you really realize how you don't really need the things of the world. Because the things of the world are the only thing they're going to do is bog you down. Where the things of the Spirit frees you and allows you to function in this world without levels of stress. And see, and that's what bogs us down. The levels of stress that we put on ourselves because we're trying to stay within this world system can be provided for. Because the scriptures show that Yisrael has been provided for. The scriptures show how the humanity or the world has been provided for. Because all things belong to Abba. And Abba does not need humanity to have the things that he has. We read in the narrative, we read in the scriptures. Animals don't do certain things. They don't worry about where they're going to eat. If it's too cold and there's no food outside, what they do? They figure out a way how to get in somebody's house. And when they get in somebody's house, what they do? They run around there until they find something to eat. Same thing with different animals. You know, you have different animals. They might not get in your house, but they find something to eat. Who's leading and guiding them to that food? The Father. So he can lead and guide us to where he needs us to be. But we just have to have a level of faith in him. Faith in his son. I think I read in the scriptures one of the past lessons. Help my unbelief. We all go through that. But we also have to show that we do believe. In the process of us showing that we do believe, he's going to assist us in overcoming our unbelief. Proverbs chapter 5:21. I think I just read that, but I'm going to read it again. For the ways of a man are before Yahweh's eyes. He examines all his paths. So the Father is paying attention to the way we walk in. He's examining it. And if it's not according to his will, he's going to assist us in getting where we need to be, especially if he has chosen us to do his will. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 26. Well, I'm going to read it again. Make the path of your feet level. Let all your ways be established. Oh, it looks like I'm going backwards. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 30. And it reads, come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. See, this is going back to those weights that we put on ourselves, that stress that we put on ourselves. Yahushua said, hey, give it to me. And take mine. Take my lightweight. If you take my lightweight, I'll give you the rest that you need. And see, I recently took a number of days off. I took about 3 weeks off and amounted to almost 3 weeks of work, taking off from work. You talking about a brother who was really, really rested. Ooh. I was really rested. Normally, I think I said it the last time I taught. Normally, when I go back to work, I'd be having all kinds of stress, all kinds of anxiety. I did not have any anxiety. I didn't have any stress about going back to work. Why? Because I was not being concerned about that. And this is, you know, what comes to my mind in reading this. You know, sometimes we be so bogged down with the foolishness of this world, trying to take care of this world, trying to take care of these people that's in this world who really don't care about us, and we get stressed out. And sometimes we forget about Yahushua. We forget about Abba. But then when we start to remember about Yahushua and remember about Abba, we're doing some complaining. Complaining versus looking back and reflecting on ourselves and making a conscious choice to say, you know what, Father, you say in your word, if I give this to you, that you're going to give me a light burden. And that light burden is what Yahushua had on him. You say Yahushua would take my burden off and give me his. And his burden was light. But sometimes we have to realize that's what we need to do. To balance ourselves out. Heavy burden go. Let that stress go. And give it to someone who already overcame it. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1. And it reads, a false balance is an abomination to Yahweh, but accurate weights are his delight. What was his delight? Yahushua was his delight to him. So if we're taking on the ways of Yahushua, then we become a delight to him also. See, because that's who he sees. Father sees Yahushua. And if Yahushua dwells within us, then he sees us also. But in this scripture, we're going to stop at 39:76 in your Hebrew concordance book. And that is Mozin. And it means balanced scales. And it comes from Azan, a pair of scales. And that's 239 in your lexicon. And it means to weigh, to test, to prove, ponder. So I looked up the term ponder because, you know, looking at this, you know, hey, and, you know, we've talked about test before. We talked about prove before. Now we're going to talk about the word ponder. So I looked the term ponder up, and it means to establish a worth of, to appraise, consider, reflect, to judge, weigh carefully in the mind. That's from your etymology dictionary online. And then I looked it up in, Webster's Dictionary online, and it says, ponder, and it's a verb, think about something carefully, especially before making a decision or reaching a conclusion. So when we look at the term balance, we have to ponder. We have to weigh it. We have to think about it. We have to judge. You know, we have to see whether or not it is worth doing the things that we do. So when he talks about a false balance as an abomination to him, what is he talking about? He's talking about people who choose to do wrong. Great balance are those who choose to do right, to have taken on that light burden, to taken on that light stones, taken on the stone that the builders rejected, and building your life upon it. Being one of those lively stones that's connected to it. We're going to read those scriptures a little later. But that's how the Father led me through these scriptures, to understand that in order for us to have a balanced life, we have to have it in us. Utilizing the proper stone to do our measurement with. Have that proper stone to do our weighing. See, if we're weighing ourselves based on an unsavory stone, an unsavory way, then we become unsavory. But if we're doing it from a delightful way, using that stone that's delightful in the eyes of the Most High, then we're also going to be delightful. Why? Because we're choosing life. As Moshe told Israel, choose life. Because Yahushua said, I am the life. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. So we choose him, and also we are going to be replicas of him. As we've talked in many years before, in regard to being ambassadors for this word. That's how we become an ambassador, by paying attention to the one who has taught us, by mimicking an example that he's shown us. But as we read earlier in this teaching, Father also wants us to understand why we're doing what we're doing. So we're not blindly doing these things because we're just doing these things. No, we're doing these things because we understand why we're doing them. And for what purpose we're doing them for. And that purpose is to give Abba all the glory in our lives. And thank Yahushua for being that God, leading us down the path of righteousness. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 11. And it reads, honest balances and scales are Yahweh's. All the weight in the bag are his work. See, when he utilizes us, what is he doing? He's taking us out of his bag and putting us in other people's lives because he looks at us as being good weights. See, we are being put in other people's lives to balance their lives out so that they can get right with Abba. They can have an opportunity to hear the words of Yahushua. Look at yourself as a weight. Look at yourself as creating a level of balance in someone's life. Just like when we look at marriage, the Father puts us together to create a balance with the two people. And if they work according to Yahweh's will, work according to his word, then they will be balanced. They will solidify each other and become that one flesh that they're supposed to be. They're not battling each other and clashing. When they understand and realize that they have been put together for Yahweh's purpose, not for their purpose, but for Yahweh's purpose, for Abba's purpose. And Yahushua has been leading and guiding them and speaking to them through that Holy Spirit. Psalms 118, verse 22. And this is going back, I believe, to the same term that we use for the term weight. And it says, the stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. And we know what that's talking about. That's talking about the Pharisees and the Sadducees during the time in which Yahushua was here on the earth and how those chief men of Israel rejected Yahushua because Yahushua was teaching the unadulterated truth of his word. And because they had no spirit in them, when they taught the word, they did not see him in the word. Before. Verse 11 and 12. And some Bibles may have a heading up there, and it's actually, you know, in the Bible that I was utilizing, I think I was using the World English Bible, it had a heading up there that was talking about Peter and John are speaking. And it reads, he is the stone which was rejected, he is the stone which was regarded as worthless by you. See, Peter and John are talking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees at this time, Israel. He is the stone, he is Yahushua, is the stone which was regarded as worthless by you, the builders, which have become the head of the corner. There is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven that is given among men by which we must be saved. See, now he's talking to these men. He's talking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees and letting them know that they can't be saved unless they acknowledge Yahushua and keep the laws and statutes of the Torah. And ultimately, have that testimony of him. This is what he's telling them. And this is what we must come to understand. See, he is that stone that we are building our faith upon. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. And it reads, come to him, a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by Abba, precious, you also a living stone are built upon as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to Abba through Yahushua. Understanding, family, friends, and listening audience, lively stones. And we are part of that living temple that Yahushua is the chief cornerstone. Just like men rejected Yahushua, men will reject us also. Or men will reject you also. If you are building yourself upon Yahushua, if you are building yourself upon the laws, statutes, and judgments, and obeying the voice of Yahweh, obeying the voice of Yahushua, obeying the voice of his spokesman. I think one of the more reads is talking about, I think it's Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 20, when it's talking about Jehoshaphat, you know, so talking about some things, but the key point in this particular scripture is, believe in Yahweh and you shall be established. Believe in his prophet and you shall prosper. First Chronicles chapter 20:20. Jeremiah, that's 31:30, and that's talking about the covenant. But, yeah. But getting back, 1 Chronicles 20:20. Brother recently, Moray recently was talking about that. So I say that because that is our foundation. That's our foundation. Outside of Shema Israel, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh a God. You know, these are different things that Yahushua has taught us and told us throughout the course of our journey with him, and creating that level of balance for us so that we understand and know that we are in right spirits and in the right path, which is the path of righteousness. And we still understand that we are, as you know, we're still trying, or we're still doing what is necessary to get into that kingdom, building on Yahushua. We're building on his word so that we can be accepted by Abba, just as Yahushua was accepted by Abba. From here, we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter, and it reads, don't you know that you are Abba's temple and that Abba's spirit lives in you? If anyone destroys Abba's temple, Abba will destroy him. But Abba's temple is holy, which you are. Understand, friends, family, Israel, listening audience, we are the living temple of Abba that Yahushua is constantly caring for, shepherding, leading, guiding. And the scriptures tell us that Yahushua said he's not going to lose one. So as you build upon yourself in this word, as he says, continue in my word. Here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept. What are these? These are small stones that are being put inside of you to create this sanctified temple that the Father has separated from the world. One of the things that he said to us, come out of her, my people. Come out of her. And we have heard the call. We have heard the call. And we are sanctified. We are separated. And Yahushua constantly sends that spirit back to us to keep us separated. But we have to weigh ourselves in the balance. Not allow somebody else to weigh us in the balance. Weigh ourselves in the balance. Judge ourselves, making sure that we are doing what we're supposed to do. To be even, to be balanced in the ways of the Most High. Learning from our experiences, the good, the bad, the in-between. And understanding and knowing within yourself that you are holy. And that you are Yahushua's. And if you're Yahushua's, then you belong to Abba. And Abba, as he say, will protect you because you're under his wing. And he will answer your prayers if you come the right way. And that's through his son. Can't come no other way. To come through his son. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 to 22. And it reads, being built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Yahushua himself being the chief cornerstone, and whom the whole building fitted together grows into a holy temple in Yahushua, and whom you also are built together for a habitation of Abba in the Spirit. Hallelujah. For understanding this, family, friend, and listening audience, we as individuals have to grow and fit ourselves together according to that Holy Spirit of Yahushua, because he is the chief cornerstone. So we cannot unite unless we are on the same page as far as how we view Yahushua. We cannot have a solid temple for the habitation of Abba if we are in discord. I'm going to read this scripture again. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, 22. Being built on the foundation of the apostles. The apostles, as we know, had an experience with Yahushua. And the prophets, and we know that they had an experience with Yahweh Elohim. Yahushua himself, being the chief cornerstone, what did he say? I will send my spirit to you. To open my word up comfort to give you understanding. See, we believe in him as we continue in this word, which is his word, he will give us understanding of what the apostles speak, of what the prophets speak. Verse 21, and whom the whole building fitted together grows, you hear that? It grows into the holy temple in Yahushua. See, as each and every individual grows in Yahushua, that temple grows. And whom you also are built together for the habitation of Abba and the Spirit. See, we read in the scriptures where it says, fullness of the Godhead dwells within Yahushua bodily. So the complete thoughts of Abba dwells in Yahushua. There's a scripture that says that we have the mind of Yahushua. So if we have the mind of Yahushua, then we also have the mind of Abba. Abba's spirit can dwell in us also. Because then we understand what Yahushua understands. Creating that balance in us, family. That balance is Yahushua. Yahushua is the counterbalance, all those things that we inherited when Adam ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Yahushua helps us to balance it out. And gets us in a position where now we can have life. As Moses told us, choose life. I'm bringing it to your attention. Choose life. Choose the ways of Abba. Stand firm on his laws, statutes, and judgments. Listen. The Holy Spirit, as Yahushua sends it to you, it gives you understanding of his experience with humanity. So that we too can overcome of humanity. And be accepted by Abba. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Abba, for the opportunity to come before your people, come before Israel, friends, family, and the listening audience. I thank you, Father, for your tender mercies and your loving kindness. But ultimately, I thank you for this new Sabbath day, the day in which you said that you would come and sup with us. Father, we ask of thee to open our minds to the wonders of your word. Bring us closer and closer to Yahushua. Rid ourselves of the foolishness that dwells within us. May we be intellectually balanced in your word. May we be emotionally balanced in your word. Standing up for the truth of your word. Standing up for Yahushua. Standing up ultimately for one another. and helping one another to overcome the shortcomings that we may be faced with, or the shortcomings that we may be building. Father, we ask for thee to continue to show us mercy and kindness. Continue to show us your love. And continue to open our minds and our hearts to show you love also, reciprocating that love to you and thy Son. For your Son laid his life down for us, for his love for us, and his love for you. May we lay our life down for our love for Yahushua and our love for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahushua, healed of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who blesses Israel with peace. Shabbat shalom, Israel. Listening audience, friends and family, may you all have a peaceful slumber, and may Abba protect you as you slumber. May you stand firm in his word, in your conscious mind as well as your unconscious mind. For the enemy never sleeps. For may that spirit of Yahushua that dwells in you defend you. Shabbat shalom, shabbat shalom, and you all have a peaceful and restful slumber. Shalom.
It's kind of crazy when you think about the word. We all, we all, we all, we all, we all got the same 24 hours. And I spend every minute loving you. Even at night when I sleep for hours, I just close my eyes and be dreaming about you. Every day when the sun is shining on us, every second just feels like a dream come true. We all got the same 24 hours, and I choose to spend my time just loving you long. Everybody say 24 hours, yeah. And I spend every we all. we have. need everybody to help me say, oh. Sitting there trying to balance all your cares, and I feel you, the pain you're trying to handle yourself. So sitting close to me, I am what you need. I will guarantee your safety and your sweet rest. By the hand, I will be your help. I can never fail, 'cause everything I do, I do it well. Come and go with me. Let me take you to paradise. Come and go with me. Let me ease troubled mind. I can hear you calling out to me. I've heard your every prayer, and I touched you, but you're doubting that I am even there. Close to me, I am what you need. I will guarantee fresh water to you first. Yeah. Take me by the hand, I will be your help. I can never fail. I was real to you once before. Let me be real once again. Come go with me. Come go with me. Oh, Open your heart to me. I